You are listening to Wire and Nerve on CJSF 90.1 FM. I'll be with you guys for the next hour. You're home for all kinds of industrial. We got all of it. We got everyone, every industrial. If y'all were tuning into the last show, those are my good friends, Liz and Jeremy. Appreciate the shout out from that. I don't got too much to say. Oh, I should say before we get going, we are broadcasting from the unceded ancestral territory of the Kwikwetlem, the Musqueam, the Tsleil-Waututh, and the Squamish Nations. A while ago, I had the privilege of going to Indigenous Longhouse meeting and talking to some people there, and that was really nice. So I appreciate being able to be here. What have we got? What have we got on the menu? Oh, right. So, Jesse, our what is his job officially? Program coordinator was down at the downtown location this last week, and while he was there, I asked him to look for a specific CD, which I saw in the archives, and it turns out he found it. So we will be listening to a couple tracks of this dispersed throughout today's program. This is Ficus from Montreal with their album Sonderkommando Now, which I think the title is more relevant than ever. I was reading a little description about it, and they were saying that the reason why they chose that name, this came out in like 04 or something. No, not even. This came out in the 90s. I have the insert here. But basically, when they were making this, they were talking about how... No, it must have been the 2000s because... What? Blah, 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 blah. Thank you for listening. Graphic Resurrection. Copyright. Musicus Ficus, 1996. Fascinating. I guess that's right around Gulf War era. So basically, they saw a lot of the words and stuff that the U.S. government was using. It was like, man, this is like Nazi language in the 90s. And now, now we're here. So pretty relevant. Anti-shout out to Trump. I hope that he is no longer in office soon. I can say that because I'm in Canada, I think. This is my personal opinion. I would like to clarify this is not the opinion of CJSF. I just think it's about time for him to step down or some other thing. Anyways, song off Ficus, The Missing Foundation. This is a good one. Enjoy.
Thank you. Prime Minister.
Is Bird Note. Two wrens are singing in a canyon in the arid Sonoran Desert. A cactus wren sings from dense stands of Cholla cactus at the base of the canyon wall. At the same time, a canyon wren sings from the open face of the towering stone wall above. The songs intermingle. The two wrens share common ancestry, and they're close neighbors in the canyons. Yet their songs evolved along divergent acoustic lines, because a bird's song must carry well in its immediate habitat. The rough-trilled phrases of the cactus wren song pulse through the dense cactus, while the clear tones of the canyon wren echo off the hard stone, carrying a long distance. With cactus and canyon wrens, there's a clear sense of how the different habitats, cactus and stone, live in their songs. For BirdNote, I'm Michael Stein. Support comes from Wild Delight Bird Food, offering a variety of blends designed to mimic the natural resources wild birds crave. Available at Chewy.com.
Time lap.
You're so bad.
Wire and Nerve CJSF 90. There we go. That's the right volume. Wire and Nerve CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby. That was Suicide Jag by ChemLab off of. Well, I'll do the other two and then I'll tell you what this one's off of. Before that, we had Controlled Bleeding with the song Auto Grind vocal mix off. Why is there. They fuck. Pardon me. Jeez. They covered the track lengths on this album. What is happening? What? Please excuse my language. I am so sorry, but this is a shocker. Whoever I bought this from, I gotta see if this is right, because they, oh, please excuse me. Before the control bleeding, we had, yeah, someone just went in and like covered up the track lines. You know, that's really cool. I love to see it. My stuff getting tampered with in the past. Or maybe this is the, no, this isn't the fancy version. I gotta piece this together. This is so weird. Who would do that? Who would? There's not even track lists or like track lengths where they put the paint. They just did it. Hopefully it's just on the inside of the case. That'd be nice if it was like inside the case. Anyways, back to what we were originally talking about, ChemLab. Jeez, I got so sidetracked. But that's the Wire and Nerve experience. I just love this music so much. I really like that Controlled Bleeding. I hadn't really listened to them too much before I picked up the CD, but it's really sick. Before that, of course, we had Ficus with The Missing Foundation. Oh yeah, why didn't I know this? The ChemLab song is off of Burnout at the Hydrogen Bar. I'm playing off a comp right now. You may or may not be hearing more stuff from the comp because it's a really good comp, and I could probably just do my whole show playing stuff off of here. But right now, we're switching pace a little bit. We're listening to, I'm gonna turn my sensitivity all the way up so that I can keep the noise going, because you know what they say, you don't want dead air on radio. So the next thing we'll be listening to is Furio by Einstürzende Neubauten. And if you know me, I like Einstürzende Neubauten. You should know that. So let's get into it. Turntable 2, right? Yeah. Please work. It's always something with these turntables. Listeners, email me at wirenerve@hotmail.com if this is exclusively coming out of the right channel for you guys, because I'm only hearing it out of the right side of my headphones. And I'd like to fix that if possible.
Er ist mit einem dunkelblauen Anorak, einer dunkelblauen Mütze und einer dunklen Jogginghose bekleidet gewesen.
Es gilt, unserer Polizei zu helfen.
Wir sind selbst die Erregung.
Mit Test und Körperwärme wird aus einer Konfusion eine Kernfusion. Mit Teleskop und Körperwärme wird aus einer Konfusion eine Kernfusion.
We'll be right back.
We're cutting this one off. It's only playing out the right channel. I don't know if that's got to be annoying for you guys as much as it is for me. I don't know if it's an issue with stop the record. I don't know if it's an issue with the turntable itself or with just that record, but I could very clearly see it was only coming out of one side, and that's not good because I like to be able to hear the music I'm listening to. So we're doing a different Neubauten song because I always come prepared. Du want fünf? Spürbare Vibrationen. I don't speak German. Let's do that one. 4 minutes. Do you want 4 minutes? Or 8 minutes? Do I got time to kill? I got a PSA to play. Let me do that real quick. If it works. There we go. PSA to play. We're doing a 4 minute song after this. Man, stupid turntables.
I'm Dr. Anthony Lizowitz, and this is Climate Connections. Power plants, refineries, factories, and diesel trucks create air pollution that warms the climate and harms people's health. And Latino people are often particularly vulnerable. Neighborhoods with large Latino populations are more likely than predominantly white communities to be located near sources of pollution. And Hilda Braganza of the Hispanic Access Foundation says many Latinos also work outside.
We are in the construction industry, we're in the landscaping industry.
So it's harder to avoid breathing industrial pollution or wildfire smoke, which is similarly dangerous. To help people learn about pollution where they live, the Hispanic Access Foundation gave air quality sensors to churches in 12 communities. So far, the group has analyzed a year's worth of data. It shows, for example, that in Weslaco, Texas, Caldwell, Idaho, and San Bernardino, California, concentrations of particulate pollution exceeded EPA standards. Braganza says the information gets people talking.
Things like, I didn't know how bad the air was in my area. What can we do to protect our families? What can we do to advocate for better air?
So she says the data is helping educate and engage Latino communities and inspiring people to take action. Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. To learn more about climate change, visit climateconnections.org.
Today.